Hey, everybody. Thanks for hanging with us. Thanks for being a part of the In the Word podcast with Will and Marie. And I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
And we're on episode 253 as we study God's Word. And we just ask that you would reach out to us and let us know that you're listening. You don't have to send us any money or anything like that. We just want to know that you're getting something from the podcast and that they're working for you and that there's something that you can glean from it that will help you spiritually, because we're trying to grow in our faith. Matter of fact, this whole little series that we're going through now, Fighting the Good Fight of Faith, we're on part four of it, and we're just trying to learn how to be a victor. To the victor belong the spoils. And we're trying to, as Revelation 3:21 says, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so we're trying to figure out how to overcome, how to, as Paul said in his, I'll say in his farewell speech, I have fought the good fight of faith.
Yes.
You know, he said, I fought the fight, and he was successful.
Because that's what Satan tries to do, is destroy our faith,
right?
Our belief that God is going to do what he says he's going to do or what he can do. And so when we go through trials and tests, we can really sometimes have a hard time,
right?
Because we don't fully understand or maybe not have a grasp what right. that actually means. You know, that faith, I can say I have faith, but it's the proof of that is in the living, in the doing. And so, you know, it can become hard for us to remember, you know, just what we're supposed to do or say or whatever. That's why it's good. I love what we're doing with the reading the Bible through
the Bible.
Yes,
right.
And more and more every day I look forward to getting in my corner and reading my Bible, because that's our weapon. That's how we fight the good fight of faith. That's how we gain faith.
Right.
It's through the Word. Just read it, like you're saying. Just read it.
Right.
Don't necessarily try to understand it right now. Just read every word
right.
and watch and see what God does.
Right.
But we need faith, and especially in these trying times. Well, period. But in these trying times,
yes.
faith to believe whatever God says, we have to choose to believe it.
Right.
Right. right. Okay.
Matter of fact, Paul, so Paul's exact words there in 2 Timothy 4:7 was, I have fought a good fight. So basically, and I finished my course, I have kept the faith.
Yes.
So keeping the faith, finishing the course, and fighting a good fight are, to me, all one and the same.
Yes.
You know, so we need to, in order to fight, we need to persevere. We have to continue to press on. We can't
yes.
give up. We can't give
right.
in. Fighting the good fight means that we finish.
Yes.
You know, it's not about a race to who's first. You know, the race is not to the swift, so
yeah.
it's not about who's first. It's not about who has the most gifts or might
right.
or power or talent. The race
right.
is not to the strong,
right.
but to him that endures till
the
end.
Yeah.
You know, the same shall be saved. So
right.
Paul said, I've kept the faith.
Yes.
I've hung in there.
And see, that's really important, because over our years of being Christians, you know, I know I've seen over the years that we're all happy and praising God and doing all these things when God delivers us from something or whatever. But if it's something bad, that we all can consider that it's, you know, we lose someone or whatever,
mm-hmm.
then our feelings change. I think that's a lot of where the struggle comes in, you know, still loving God, still hanging in with God after you've experienced something really bad or something traumatic, you know. So
right.
we have to learn, and from studying the Word, we will learn that that we have to believe God in spite of whatever it is, regardless of what it is and how
right.
bad we might think it is. We have to trust that God is there with us, like he
right.
said he would be there with
right.
us, right?
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think we talked about this before, and I think it bears repeating, because it's so fundamental to our fight, and it's so critical that we understand this. Not only should we know and not be ignorant of the devices of the enemy, but the Bible says that our battle is not with flesh and blood.
Right.
You know, we may think that it's other people that are getting
right.
on our last nerve, that other people are haters, that other people are this or that. But really, the bottom line is that the battle is against principalities
yes.
and powers
right.
and rulers and darkness of this, rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts and wickedness in heavenly places.
Yes.
So our battle is against the satanic forces,
right.
this demonic entity that is out to, as a roaring lion, devour us.
Trying to devour us.
Yes. Right, that's according to Ephesians 6:12. So we want to stand firm. We want to use the weapons of our warfare that are mentioned in Ephesians 6, and we want to take up our armor and be able to defend ourselves.
Yes, yes. And I just want people to understand, too, or to know that we are praying for you. We may not know you, name by name or whatever, but God knows who we're praying for. Because our desire as doing this podcast and all of that, Will and I were talking about that the other day. We just want to learn the word, live the word, do the word, share the word, help others live the word. We have no ulterior motives. Like he made a comment on one of our podcasts that you don't have to send us money or anything. Right. We're not out for that. We just want to learn the word for ourselves, apply the word for ourselves, and help others do the same thing. That is our goal. Amen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Matter of fact, we're going to pray for you all that are listening right now. Lord Jesus, we just ask that whoever is there that are listening, have downloaded this podcast or listening to it on YouTube or whatever podcatcher app they're using, Lord, we just ask that you would touch them, give them a desire to be warriors, to be fighters, to be finishers, Lord, that will not give in, will not give up, will not give out, Lord, but that will continue to press, Lord, because you are greater than our enemies. Yes. Greater is he that is in us than you're in us, Lord, than he that is in the world. We ask that you bless us with strength, give us confidence, encourage our hearts, strengthen us, build up those that are weak and struggling, help those that need to spend more time in the word and prayer and fast, and that you will help them be better believers, better people, better children of God. And we thank you and we honor you. In Jesus' name,
in your name,
we pray.
Jesus. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you next time.